It's lunchtime at the Sanger High School cafeteria. But instead of hundreds of teenagers, the room on this Saturday is filled with ordinary Valley residents of all ages and ethnicities, some writers, and a handful of theater professionals from LA's Cornerstone Theater. And even though many of them just ate, the conversation quickly turns to the issue of the day, hunger. Here's Arvin resident Maria Mercado.
Food is such an essential part of, such an essential need that binds us all together. So I'm really very glad that I came today, and I'm hoping that we have a lot of people to come out and join us and see our finished product next week.
That finished product will be an original play written by writers like Maider Vang, based upon the personal stories of project participants.
When we think about the communities here and we think about where we're, you know, the Valley, you know, we do think about a place that's abundant. But there are many families out there who live in poverty, too. You know, some of the stories that we will hear later today are going to touch upon how families are coping to survive and put food on the table in the way this economy is right now.
Fresno resident and project participant Bao Zhang is a member of the No Youth Media Group.
For me, I just, you know, my best meal was going to a buffet because that was when I can eat all I want. But like a lot of people in the group said that their best meal was when their whole family was there, when everybody was together, and, you know, it was just like a very happy moment for them.
And in the process of sharing their stories in today's workshop, many of the storytellers have found commonalities in their experiences.
When we were talking about food preparation, when we were talking about things that are important as far as heritage and passing things on, when we were talking about things that make us feel better when we're not feeling well, there's more commonality than there is differences.
The project that's currently underway in Sanger is a collaboration between Nakiko Masumoto and Cornerstone, which has adopted the theme of hunger for its current slate of projects. Here's Paula Donnelly, Cornerstone's Institute Director.
We recently finished a cycle of plays we called the Justice Cycle. So now we're headed into the hunger cycle, which is exploring ideas of hunger, food, where food comes from. It's a pretty rich and sort of endless topic in how you might want to interpret it.
It's not the first time Cornerstone has been involved with the project in the Valley. Just last summer, the group set up shop in Fowler and produced the original historical play, A Man Comes to Fowler. In 2004, the group did a similar project in Lost Hills.
What makes us unique is making plays with communities, from the content of what goes into the story as well as who is on stage and who is in the audience of that play. So we had a great experience with Fowler this summer.
Director Daniel Pania took part in the Fowler project and walked away with his own hunger-related memories.
Standout moments of it was literally going into a field, picking a nectarine from the Masumoto's farm and eating that nectarine straight. For me, for living in Orange County, in Anaheim, born and raised, like city slicker, whatnot, suburban, I had smiles because it was just, I get my fruit from the grocery store.
As lunch wrapped up, the group reconvened to begin the work of gathering stories, which will soon be transformed into a play. The final product is still in the works, but writer Maider Vang says the stories of the participants have given her plenty of inspiration.
I think what's powerful about what we've heard a lot this morning is the connection between food and memory. How, you know, sometimes it's not about the food that we eat, but it's really about the memory attached to that food, or the nostalgia that a certain food brings back, or just sort of like how food brings people together.
For Valley Public Radio, I'm Joe Moore.